Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? I miss you guys all so much. Just like last week, if you weren't here, I want to welcome you to participate in an activity with us that goes alongside our sermon today. Whether you have kids, whether you are a kid, or whether you just are creative, go ahead and grab a piece of paper. Any piece of paper will do, a pair of scissors, and some markers. Go ahead and grab that, and then I'll meet you back here in just a couple seconds, and I'll tell you what you're going to do. All right, you ready? You have all your things. You have your paper, scissors, and your markers with you. Okay, so Pastor Matt is going to preach today, and he's going to preach on trust. So what I want you to do is get your plain white piece of paper or plain paper and write trust really big in the middle, however you want. Does not need to look like this. You could literally just write it. Put trust right in the middle, okay? And then next, you are gonna color it up so pretty. All this white space, go ahead and just color all around there, add a bunch of detail. And then next, you're gonna get a pencil or a marker and draw pieces that look like a puzzle. You're gonna make your own puzzle. So go ahead and whatever that looks like to you, just make little outlines. And just try your best. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's just a fun little thing for yourself. You're gonna trust yourself that you are gonna make something beautiful, okay? And then get your scissors and cut out all your little puzzle pieces. And then it's going to look like this. Once you're done with your puzzles and you put them back together, snap a quick picture and tag me in them, please. I want to see all your beautiful creations. Make sure you tag at VFF Kids or ask your parents permission and go ahead and tag your puzzle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to my dining room, I guess. We don't really dine in here. We eat in the kitchen, but this is our fireplace behind us. It's really great for you to be in my home, and I am really excited to be in your home. If you're following the rules, you are at home right now, 6 feet away from everybody, but you're probably in your home, tuning in, watching our live stream. So it's great to be in your house. I have a couple predictions to make. Prophet Matt is going to start operating in his prophetic giftings, but I imagine Carlos is wearing Los Angeles Rams pajamas right now. I hope I'm right. Carlos, give me a thumbs up if that is true. I think there's a lot of people drinking yummy coffee right now, so that sounds so good. And I imagine you've got kids squirming around doing all their own thing right now too. Kids, I can't wait to see your project. Last week, the shields you made, man, they turned out so great. And I can't wait to see the puzzle that you're making with that word trust. So let's just stay engaged and enjoy this together. I've got a little short message I want to give to you today. Hey, last night something happened that I think was pretty significant. I had a revelation here in Los Angeles that I've never had anywhere else. And I realized last night as I was getting ready to go to sleep, I realized how quiet it was. Has anyone else realized how quiet it is? I mean, here in LA, there are freeways everywhere. And I feel like in my home, and where I'm not sure where you live, but I feel like where I live, there's this constant buzz all the time of cars driving by on the freeway. There's sirens, there's all sorts of other sounds, but I realized last night that it was so, so quiet. And that's actually one of the really beautiful things about this whole coronavirus, is that things have just slowed down around us. Then there's many other beautiful things if we'll just take the time to discern them and take the time to notice them. Like the other thing I read was actually that our air quality in Los Angeles is better than it's been in many, many, many years. And that is a beautiful, great thing for all of us to have our air better. And I've been going on some really fun jogs lately, and I'm enjoying this fresh air. And it's just a wonder that I didn't realize how much our cars impacted the air that we breathe here in LA. So that's a beautiful thing. I'm enjoying more time with my kids than I've had in a really long time, and connecting with them and loving on them. That's been a really beautiful thing. I'm noticing families out going on walks a lot more. Even in my neighborhood, people are walking by all the time and saying hello. I'm noticing people are kinder, more patient. At least around my neighborhood, maybe not at the grocery store, hello, but at least the people I've been bumping into have been so kind and so nice, and I think people are being a little bit more compassionate with one another. So if we will discern and look through some of the chaos of the season we're in, there's some beautiful things happening just under the surface. And so my encouragement for you, Vintage Faith, is let's be a part of the beautiful stuff. Let's not feed into the panic. Let's not criticize people online. Let's not get negative. Let's not let ourselves get trapped in our head about thinking about all the what ifs and all the scenarios. Let's just get active. Every day this week, I want you to try to identify and participate with something beautiful that's happening. So you can do that. And I think if we would just have eyes to see, there are some beautiful and brilliant things happening all around us. And I think as people who love Jesus, who are following after his ways, we get to participate with those beautiful things. So that's my encouragement for you today. The puzzle you kids are working on, again, I can't wait to see it. You're doing a puzzle all around this word trust. And so that's actually what I want to talk to you guys about today is trust. Trusting God when things are difficult is really, really hard. Trusting God when things are great, well, that's really easy. And I think we are all in a season of life right now where trusting God is a little bit more difficult than it was before. Because some of you in the last couple days have received really difficult news. Difficult news about your job or difficult news about your family. I know some marriages are under extreme amounts of pressure because you're forced to be with your spouse more than you have in a long time. And so instead of that being a beautiful thing, that's a really challenging thing. Some of you, you are around your kids more, you're homeschooling, you're trying to keep your kids active, but away from other kids, and you are just overwhelmed. And so that is difficult. Having trust in the middle of a difficult season, well, that's really a skill. And I think it's a skill that God wants to sharpen in all of us, that we would actually grow in our trust in this time. And where the enemy would want to kill and steal and destroy from us, I know that God wants to develop even stronger layers of trust in our lives and in our hearts and our minds. So the scripture I want to read to you is a common scripture. You know this one already, but I just want to read it to you. It's in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Let me read it to you. It says this. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." So I want to talk about a couple of things that the scripture reminds me about, things that I think will be encouraging to you today. And the first one is this, trust with all of your heart. It's easy to trust God with some of your heart. It's easy to trust God with parts of your life that are going smoothly, but it is hard to trust God with all of your heart. That's hard. In order to trust God more deeply, we need to be aware of his presence more intimately. Let me say that again. In order to trust God more deeply, we need to be aware of his presence more intimately. And Moses in the Old Testament, Moses knew all about this. Moses had been called by God to lead the people of Israel out of captivity into their promised land. But as you know the story isn't just a quick jump out of captivity and into all of God's promises, but there was a journey that the people had to go through. And Moses probably imagined this journey would be a little bit quicker than it was, that the people would be a little bit easier to work with, that the challenges would be a little bit less significant, and that the reward would be a little bit more obvious. Well, Moses reaches this point, trying to trust God with the promises that he made and the promises he made for the people, and he petitions God, this very important petition that I think it really connects with this idea of trusting God. And it is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And this is what Moses says to God concerning the necessity that God's presence is with him. He says this, "And he said to him, 'If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here.'" And what Moses is really saying is, if your presence doesn't go with us, we'd rather stay right where we are. And I think we can get so focused on getting out of a difficult season we're in that we would be willing to abandon God's presence for the comfort on the other side. And I've been there too. I've tried to shortchange. I've tried to take a quick detour. I've tried to take a shortcut to get from where I am to a place of comfort, because comfort is so tempting for all of us. But Moses comes to God and he says, "It is not worth it. I don't even want to go anywhere if your presence doesn't go with us." And so if we are going to be people that trust God more deeply, more intimately, we've got to be people that are very keenly aware of His presence. And I want you to know that God's presence is with you right now, right where you are, in your living room, in your dining room, in your car, wherever you are, God's presence is there. I'm reminded again in scripture that talks about where in our moments of trouble that God is with us. And so if you're feeling like there's trouble all around you, you're in a really good place because God is there with you in the middle of it. So the first part of this scripture was trust God with all of your heart. Will you just take 1 second and just say, God, is there a part of my heart where I'm having a hard time trusting you? Go ahead, you can do this. Even you adults, you can think to yourself, is there a part of my heart where I'm having a hard time trusting you? You might think of one thing. You may think of a dozen things. We want to be people that are increasingly trusting God with more and more and more of our hearts. So the first step to trusting God with more of your heart is to identify those areas of your heart where you are having a lack of trust. And there may be a bunch of them. But I think that's really healthy to just get those things out in the open so that God can start healing that part of you. So the second part of the scripture is this. It says, lean not on your own understanding. Trusting God isn't about figuring everything out. Trusting God is about moving forward in the middle of chaos, right? Trusting God isn't about sorting it all out. Trusting God isn't about understanding everything. Trusting God is about moving forward, even though some of it is very unclear and vague and scary. The most brilliant thing is trust in the middle of trials. Think about it. You don't need trust when things are going smoothly. You're confident, you're pushing on ahead. Some of us, man, tomorrow looks really scary. We need trust that God is going to sort it out. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to understand it all, but we can have trust that God is with us, that He is going before us. We have to fight the urge to figure it all out. That is totally me. I have a heck of a time trusting God when I can't figure it out. I find great security in understanding everything that's going on. And when I understand everything that's going on, I go, yeah, God, I totally trust you because I understand everything. Well, trusting God isn't figuring it out. Trusting God is moving forward even though it isn't figured out. So that's where that trust muscle in our bodies can tend to atrophy when we lean on our own understanding and not into trusting God that He has an answer. Isaiah chapter 55 has this really great scripture that talks about trusting God in the middle of seasons like this. It's Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, and it is verse 8. And it says this. This is what God says to Isaiah. He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's thoughts and His ways, they are not your thoughts, they are not His ways. They are actually higher and better. I trust God's perspective in the middle of all this mess more than I trust my perspective. I trust God's promises more than I trust what is in my Facebook feed. I trust the promises of God's word more than I trust what politicians and doctors are telling me right now. That God is sovereign and He's over all of it. And I don't have to understand it to still trust God in the middle of all of it. The next point is this. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. For some people, the best way they acknowledge God is by coming to church on Sunday. Well, what do we do now? Because you can't come to church on Sunday. So there's got to be a different way, and I'm going to say there's got to be a better way to acknowledge God in all of your ways. We actually have a great opportunity right now to honor God in how we live our lives. We have this huge opportunity to let our light shine brilliantly. I was even thinking of singing to you right now a little song with, I don't know if I will or not. Okay, I know I will. But this little light of mine, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Anyways, that little song. God has placed a light inside of us that is meant to shine not on Sunday from 10:30 to noon. Okay? God has given us a light that has been meant to shine all the time. we have such a brilliant opportunity to let the light and the love of Jesus shine through our lives right now. In the middle of chaos and confusion, the light of Jesus is so brilliant and bright and redeeming. And the only way people are going to see Jesus in our world is if you and I move forward. The light penetrates in the darkness. The darkness can't even withstand it. So God has placed this inside of you. So if you want to be a person that is acknowledging God in all of your ways, be a person who is just letting the light of Jesus shine to all of the people around you. Fourth point of the sermon here is this: He will make straight your paths. We sang this in our song earlier, that God can make a way where there is no way. And I tell you what, that is my life story. And I think for many of you, that's your life story. God has made a way in your life in ways that you could have never imagined. And in looking back, you see God's hand on so many of the twists and turns of your life. It is only with that hindsight, looking back, I can say, man, God has been so faithful. In all the twists and turns in life, He's been so faithful. So in light of His past faithfulness, I'm confident and I have deeper trust to move forward into all the things He has for me in the future. Another translation of that same verse, the line, He will make straight your paths. Another translation says this: He will make certain your ways. And I like that translation a little bit better, because when I think that God will make my path straight, we can think that it means that God will make our paths easy and that it'll be simple and it'll be predictable. But man, that's just not the case. I think that translation that says that He will make certain our paths is a way better idea. So, looking forward, your life will have ups and downs, but your placement and your journey is certain, even though it may not always feel straight. So He will make our paths certain. When we hear that God will make our paths straight, again, we think that He'll make them easy, but He won't make things easy, but He will make it us comfortable and confident as we're going. He will make certain your path. He will give you the confidence and the security you need to move forward. So this idea of trust is really important. There's a scripture here that kind of backs up this point. It's in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. It says this: Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God will make a way into the promises that He has for you. He will make ways where there doesn't seem like there is no way. He will make a path in the middle of the wilderness. He will go before you in everything that you need. God loves making a way for us. I think this is the one of the things that God loves the most, is He loves making our journeys certain and secure as we move forward. As I'm sharing all these ideas about trusting in God, this may sound like a good idea to you, but it may not seem real. It may not even sound for you. I tell you what, this news is for you. And I don't know what your situation is. And I know we've got people listening to this sermon here in Los Angeles and all around America, maybe even overseas. Maybe you've never come to the place where you've put all of your trust in God. Maybe you've put parts of your heart or parts of your trust in God. Now is the opportunity to put all of your trust in God. So I just want to lead you in a simple prayer. And how easy is this? You are sitting in front of your phone or television or tablet, and you can pray this prayer with us, which will change all of eternity for you. So let me just pray this prayer for you. And if this is you today, again, I'm not going to push you into any big decision. I'm just going to say that there's an opportunity for you right now to put all of your trust in God so that you can walk with certainty moving forward into everything that God has for you. So let me pray this prayer with you. And if you're praying this for the first time, then pray this as I go. But it goes like this: God, thank you. God, thank you for sending Jesus so that I can have a relationship with you again. Today, I choose to abandon my old way of life, and I embrace this new way of doing life, life with you. Today, I repent of my sins, and I repent of all the wrong things that I've thought about you, and I put all of my faith in you. And I make the choice to run this race, putting my trust in you, having confidence to move forward in these uncertain times. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited that you just prayed that prayer. So in closing, let me read Proverbs chapter 3, the verse we're reading again today. Let me read to you like this: Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Let's trust in God in the middle of the chaos. Let's trust God in the middle of all the uncertainty. Let's trust God and allow this season of life to shape us in the way that God wants to shape us. So again, thank you for making the decision. Thank you for following along with us. Thank you for being a part of my family. Oh, here they are. Thank you for joining me in our living room. Hey, as you go about this week, you got everybody in here? Oh, you're all in there?
No, 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 okay. Daddy.
Thanks for being a part of the Kladnik household. Get over here, sweetie.
Well, do you want to say anything? Mabel, what do you want to tell the people?
Elsa!
Yes. Go, Elsa! All right, hey, enjoy your week. Remember, let's look for the beautiful things that are around us and enjoy all the good things that God has for us. Hey, on three, can we say be the church?
One,
two, three. Be the church!
Be the church!